Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic.
Some of these topics, you know, we got a lot of good things to talk about. You know, this was supposed to be a shorter show, but it's so much crazy shit that's happening right now. I feel like we gotta touch on some of this stuff, so let's jump straight into it, man. You know, Detroit's own, well, not technically not Detroit's own, but you know, since he's been here for so long, Calvin Johnson has decided to retire. And it sucks for the Lions. It's no different from the whole Barry Sanders situation. But as I stated a while ago, I knew he was going to retire. I had close sources, and, you know, it was inevitable. So it was just one of those things that, you know, you got to say, hey, thank you for your time here. It sucks that he wasn't able to get a ring with us, but it is what it is. So definitely want to, you know, say we appreciate that, you know, everything that he's done for Detroit and the Lions and everything, you know. That's pretty much it. So, Spades, what's your thoughts, bro?
Man, I knew it was coming. Everybody is upset that he's retiring, but at the same time, you got to think about all these licks this man has taken. That's not a easy sport to play. That's a rough physical sport, so the body wears down. So I respect him for his game and everything. It sucks that he didn't get a ring, like you said, but got to move on sometime.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not mad about, like, the Marvin Jones signing. I mean, yeah, he's going to be somebody that feels the need for us to have a wide receiver. But the first thing that comes out of his mouth, oh, don't expect for me to replace Calvin Johnson. For one, no one in Detroit or Michigan is even thinking that you can replace Calvin Johnson. So why don't you just come here, shut up, and catch a ball? That's pretty much
it. Let alone the world.
So, yeah, let alone the world. It's not many people that's going to be on the same level as Calvin Johnson. So trust me, our expectations of you are not that high, sir. So just get out there and try to catch as many sidearm balls from Stafford as you possibly can. So other than that, thank you, Calvin Johnson. We appreciate you, Megatron. And let's get on to this Trump rally being canceled. What's your thoughts on that, Space?
I think, you know, I don't know, man. It's I think they made a statement, like, as a city in whole, like, we don't want you in the presidency, so we don't even want you in our city. Like, and when he arrived, which is, I was looking it up on Google and the Yahoo, when he arrived, like, he had got with his security people and assessed the threat, and it was already high. It's just, I think it's dope, bro, to be honest, man. I really think it's dope that people are actually standing up and listening for themselves.
I mean, and that's the thing. Out of all of the cities, all of the states where it is, you know, people, you know, unified for something, I'm not too surprised that in Chicago this happened. With all the stuff that's happening in Chicago, you know, I'm not surprised that this was one of those things that they took a stand against. You know, Trump should, he should have seen it coming. That's why you pick your states, because all the rhetoric, all of the stuff that he says, you know, where it is, and there's so many people that are saying, oh, he's not racist, but people tend to gravitate towards the idea of you being that due to some of the things that you said. You can't be a president, you know, preaching division. I can't vibe with that. And that's the issue here, is that, you know, the things that he's saying, it rings a chord to the extremists in his state or in his country, in the state of the extremists in his country. People believe in the rhetoric more than they believe in the message. So people want to see action, and he's saying a lot of action words. But people took action in Chicago. I'm not going to praise everything that happened in Chicago, because it's just one of those things that, you know, you should expect it to happen at some point while he's on this trail to presidency. So I'm not too surprised by that. I want to welcome a guest today, actually a last minute, you know, add to the show. I have Gabriel Yumi joining us today, and from GHD Designs. Gabe, are you there, sir?
I am here, yes.
All right, so tell everybody more about yourself, sir. You know, I know this is like a last minute thing that we decided, and I'm pretty sure Spade's like, what the fuck? So my apologies, sir.
No problem. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Spade? It's nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you,
yeah,
too,
bro. My name is Gabriel, and I do graphic design, but I'm a good friend of David's here, and thanks for having me on the show, guys.
No problem. We'd love to have you. So, perfect timing. We're kind of talking about, we're wrapping up the whole Trump rally being canceled in Chicago, and we're going to actually go into a topic that you brought to my attention that I thought was quite hilarious and sickening at the same time. Macklemore actually owns a picture of Justin Bieber. It's not a regular picture, guys. I want you guys to understand this. This picture is a painting, an oil painting of Justin Bieber balancing a pancake on his penis. So, it's two different ways I can approach this, okay? The first way I want to approach this is like, okay, Macklemore, I just said something nice about you last week, and it's fucking hard for me to say nice things about you. But you just took me back with this one. You just took me way back with this one. How in the fuck do you think it's okay for you to have a picture of another man? This is a man that actually exists. It's not somebody that's made up or anything like that. No, this is a real guy. And he's balancing a pancake on his penis. That's just one of those things where it is, I'm not sure how to feel about that, but I really, really think that last week was the last time I'm going to say something nice about you, Macklemore. You're a fucking, your character. You know, that picture is just about as odd as your haircuts. I don't understand why you would think that something like that is okay. Now, Gabe, what is your thoughts on the balancing pancake act?
Well, I think it's pretty funny, and as an artist, you sometimes do stuff for shock value like people do in the music industry, but I don't know if you saw, but
now
Justin Bieber actually
man
made a joke about it.
Dick.
Yeah, did you hear that Justin Bieber made a joke about it, though?
Yeah, I read his
tweet.
On
Twitter, he made a joke about it, so I guess he thinks it's just funny, but,
yeah,
you know,
and that's the thing, is. Look, it's like the humor, like, you know, like the high school basketball team humor where, you know, you do gay shit, right? Now, I'm not saying I'm anti-gay people, but I'm not going to take the PC route either. I just think the shit was extremely disgusting. I'm not going to look at another man balance a fucking pancake on his dick. And look, you made a very, very good point earlier, Gabe. This guy has children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have that painted in the same house as my kid. So, You know, it, like I said, it could have been in a man cave or some shit like that, along with everything else this weirdo may have. You know, it may be his picture right next to his Grammy. This is fucking disgusting. So,
I mean, it could be strategically placed.
Yeah, I hope not. Space, your thoughts, sir?
I'm at a loss for words, bro. Like, when I opened the picture, I wasn't expecting, you know, Beaver Fever to be holding the pancake up with his penile. The shit is kind of, it's weird. It's not kind of, it's weird as fuck. There's no way I'm going to have that in the house. Like, I have a picture. My wife has a big-ass picture of some woman of pain, and I hate looking at that. So I will fucking have nightmares looking at Beaver holding up a fucking pancake. Fuck that. No, thank you, Macklemore. You definitely get the ass of the day.
The ass of the day, yeah. He is the ass of the day. He's actually the ass of the moment. I'm like, I don't want to see Beaver's beaver, okay? I don't want to fucking entertain that nonsense. That's kind of crazy, man. So let's move on from that. I'm going to hop straight into today's Dash Award winner. Now, if you're not familiar with the Dash Award, the acronym for Dash is Dumbass Spot Holder. Today's Dumbass Spot Holder, I'm sorry, you know, it pains me to do this, but it's necessary. It goes to Cat Williams. Cat has had a very, very long couple of weeks. Sir, you've been doing so much stupid stuff. You know, I've never seen somebody that who has the ability to get arrested twice in one week for stupid shit. So, and not only that, you go to places, you get into these fights, and this just happened to be the one time where somebody just decided, or some people just decided to stump you the fuck out because you're being crazy. Now, your girlfriend or wife, whatever the fuck she may be to you, says that this is not the result of you being on drugs. This is directly the result of you being on drugs. So who has that much time on their hands? Shouldn't you be figuring out where you're going to go next and do your next stand-up gig, not figuring out how you're going to play gangster, get robbed, and beat up at the same time? So, Cat Williams, you are this week's Dash Award winner because you keep doing moronic shit. You have a lot of people that like you. You make a lot of fucking money. Why go back to doing things backwards? It seems like you want to cater to the hood. Stop catering to the hood because you're too small, for one. We just seen that in a video. Your ass got roughed the fuck up. You know, somebody almost literally stumps your perm out. So,
did you feel me?
I can't imagine what his PR person is saying this week.
His PR person
I would be thinking about.
Too. They need to get fired.
Because, I mean, if your client is doing this much stupid, dumb shit in a week, what are you thinking? Like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do to clean this up? Because that's what Cat Williams should be, you know, looking at is how can I improve my image, you know?
And it's
when you're an entertainer,
the funniest thing was to watch him rocket back and forth on that stage before he tried to fight that guy. I mean, just like, hopefully you guys seen the video, right? Where, you know, he was on a stage rocking back and forth. I mean, this dude had to be on a new type of crack. I've never seen somebody that small try to attack somebody that big. And knowing, like, look, and you're in Philadelphia. They don't fight one-on-one in Philadelphia. They barely fight in Philadelphia. So you think it's a good idea to attack somebody if your ass is about 5 foot nothing, and you think it's a good idea to attack somebody that's almost 6 feet tall and he has his boys with him? So the end result, you got people laughing and filming you getting stomped out. I mean, that's stupid. Who puts themselves in that position? I'm like, and then you release a video, you know, later talking about Well, you know, everybody said I got robbed. I got all my shit. You know, I got all my chains, my watches, and my jewelry. Of course, because you was taking it off in the video. Of course you got everything because you gave your shit to somebody before you got beat up. But they did run your pockets, though. So I'm not going to keep talking about Cat Williams and his insanity. You know, there's other people to pay attention to, like Kevin Hart. So, good luck to you, sir, in all your dumbass endeavors. And let's get to the main topic of the day. I know the ladies are probably listening right now, like, yeah, stop talking about Cat Williams. You know, he's dumb. But let's move on to the main topic. Why do men cheat? Now, before I get into this and get my point of view and piss off a lot of people, let's start with you, Spades. What do you think about this?
Oh man, why you had to start with me? No, I was just saying. Why do men cheat? It's multiple reasons. Why do birds sing? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's from a point of view where I've grown into an actual man and really grew up, it's looking back, why I cheated was either I got bored or you didn't keep my attention or, you know what I'm saying,
yeah, man,
you're no value
way,
to me, so I have to keep moving. If you have no value to me, I have to keep moving because I was a hoe in the back of the day, bro. I was a hoe. Like, I didn't care what it went in. Long as
you know what? Wait, I was just joking when I said that. I was joking. I don't know about your slutty past. So go ahead, continue.
Slut. Slut. I was a slut. But I was a good slut because I always made sure that I was getting something.
I never
from
seen a good slut.
You've met one, sir. You've met one, a previous one. But yeah, this is multiple reasons. Multiple reasons, man. Attention is the main reason for me. Because if you're not holding my attention, then I'm just going to get bored and I'm going to find a new toy.
All right. So I'll pass the mic to Gabe here. So, Gabe, what is your thoughts?
I think it's based on the character. I mean, I never personally cheated because I just tried to commit to one person. And I feel like with cheating that it's a waste of time because if you can't be committed to one person, why be in a relationship at all? You know what I mean?
And everybody, I want you to understand that Gabe is 100% telling the truth. This guy does not have a cheating bone in his body. If you put him in a position to cheat in a video game, he'll find a way to not cheat. Just saying. All right.
I don't know. I mean,
please continue,
you know, time is an investment. So, you know, you have to look at, are you investing your time into someone that's worth the time? So that's my last say on it.
All right. Oh, here's the part where I offend people. Here's the mind fuck. People cheat out of boredom. If you're bored with your relationship, you are going to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
It is rare that a person, I mean, and boredom, it has a lot to do with, you know, as you said, Spades, paying attention and, you know, getting the attention, you know, and, you know, that's just one of those things. It's like there's just some people that just find reasons to cheat. They want to believe that the attention is not there because they suffer from ADD. Now, you take a guy in a situation where it is, you know, you see all these beautiful women. Like, oh, my God. I didn't know they make them this way. So then he starts thinking about it, keep thinking about it, keep thinking about it. And then a door, that mental door starts to open. Now, that's why it's so easy for the people to cheat in the music industry or in the industry in general because they're exposed to so many different types of the opposite sex. Now, this goes for women, too. When you're exposed to the opposite sex so much, so many different types of levels, you start to compare. And that's one thing about men. We mentally compare our situation to what it is now or what it could possibly be. And some guys kind of get caught up in the looks more than they actually do the personality. Because I always say, ain't nothing more beautiful than a woman with a great personality and have all the extra attributes to go with it. So if she's beautiful with a beautiful personality, she already has my attention.
Now, you know what I find really attractive in girls is someone that can make you laugh. That goes a long way.
I mean, and that's a quality. That's
yeah, because looks fade, but personality doesn't.
True story.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, it comes down to what do you want? You know, and most men, you know, especially when you're younger, all you want to do is it's a conquest for younger men. It's a notch up under younger men's belts to say, hey, I just fucked the baddest chick. Man, I need to get another one like her. It's a conquest in the beginning. Now, when you find yourself in a relationship and it comes down, here's the more detail in depth part of this. I'm in a relationship, but the people around me are not. So I go out with these guys and I hang out with them all the time. And I see them hitting on these different women. And it becomes like, okay, I'm out of the circle because I'm not doing what they're doing. You have to make sure if you're in a relationship, just like any relationship, you have to have like-minded people around you. You don't want to have somebody say, hey, man, you need to go talk to her, man. She's looking at you. Because then you're going to feel the pressure. Peer pressure is a motherfucker. And once you open up that door, oh, my God, that's a gateway to hell, especially hell for a relationship. Now, I know somebody. I know somebody that walked through the gateway. You know, hall pass and all. Ladies, I want you to hear me when I say this. It's not cheating when you give it, okay? It's not cheating when you give permission. But it's cheating when it goes beyond permission. And you have to accept the fact that you gave an individual permission to be a whore. Now, at the end of the day, when a person cheats, it's because it goes outside of the parameters of what you agree. Now, if you ever watched House of Cards, the characters on there have an understanding. It's not cheating if you have an understanding. But it is cheating if you're completely unaware of what's happening. If the person is sneaking around, doing different things, and you're not aware of it. But what would cause that individual to cheat, though? You got to look in the mirror. Never, ever feel like it's something that you're lacking. It's just something that this person is not seeing in you. And you have to ask the question. You have to, you know, put yourself in the position of where it is. You can get an answer. So we said everything, mostly. What causes a man to cheat? It comes down to the attention. It comes down to the fact of just attraction. Men don't just cheat just to cheat. There's always something behind it. Now, not every man care for attention. Some people just want understanding. So just how women feel like men can lack in certain things, like we can lack as far as giving attention, we can lack as far as our personalities. You get what you get when you get us. And that's pretty much it. You get what you
ways.
Get. So men happen to cheat more due to the fact that they feel everything that they get from this individual is not what they want. Don't get it twisted. Some men just cheat because they're not ready to settle down. They still want to play the game. But women should know
how to
spot
them. Yeah,
in
that aspect, it's about maturity, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Most definitely, yo, because I had to mature a lot before me and my wife got married, man. And, you know, if you find the right person, like you would do, you won't have, she won't have to force you to change. Like, you will make the changes on your own. And, like, if it's the right person, then you won't have no problem doing that. But it's going to take effort.
Right.
And it's going to take time because nobody is perfect and nobody does shit overnight. So you got to be willing on both parts. But like Elle said, man, you got to be willing to be like, this is what I want. Like, you can't bullshit nowadays because media and rap artists got these motherfuckers out here thinking that love is trash and it's wrong to love a fucking female. Y'all niggas need to hug something. Shit. I don't know what else to tell y'all. Like,
and it comes down to value. What do you understand about value? Do you value the person that you with? Is there something in that person that you consider to be valuable? Now, here's what I always tell people. You have to understand your own value. If you don't know what your value is, another person can't know what your value is. Now, men decide to get married. Men decide to settle down. It's not that we're a difficult breed to understand. We are who we are. Now, men don't settle down as in, you know, I'll put it to you like this. I didn't settle down until I seen the value in the person that I was with. What did she bring to the table that everybody else can't bring to the table? The most important thing to me in my relationship is my partnership. So it comes down to being, you have to understand, can you build an empire with that person? No? Okay, so it's time to scratch them, let them go, and be done with it. If you don't see the value in having this person around, you're not going to see the value of trying to fight to keep them, which makes you cheat. Like, because I don't, like, either way, I have nothing to lose. If I cheat on you and you find out, oh, well, I didn't plan on doing nothing with you moving forward anyway. But if I don't cheat on you, I value you. Because the thoughts of me cheating on you and what it does to you affect me. And the thoughts that you cheated on me affects me. So that's how you know that you don't want to be in a position to where it is you're cheating on the wrong person. People cheat because they don't understand the circumstances. They don't know what they want. And that comes down to what you guys said earlier, maturity. Are you mature enough to recognize the value in the person that you are with? A lot of people don't recognize the value. That's the big word for today. Fucking value. You have to understand that in relationships, it's a give take. And if you're not giving something, you can't take everything. And that's pretty much all I have to say when it comes to the whole thoughts on, you know, relationships. We're getting now into like the last 90 seconds of the show. So, I mean, what else do you want to share with us, Gabe? You know, like your thoughts on this topic.
I mean, I'll kind of go back to like what I said with you with investing in your time, because, you know, when you're young, you don't know what you want. You're looking to find out what you want. And that's when, like Spade said, maturity is part of what you have to bring to the table. And, you know, relationships are as much an investment from both partners, whether it's a friendship, whether it's, you know, a couple or a marriage. It's all about being committed to that person and seeing what you guys can bring to each other's lives, you know, and that's what's really important. And if you can't bring value to someone's life and improve it, you're not with the right person. And that's why people cheat, because they're trying to find somebody that they feel like would be a better fit for them. So,
true story. All right, Spades, what is your final thought, sir?
Final thoughts. Build a friendship before anything, man. If you have a friendship before you jump into a relationship, the relationship will last a lot longer because you have a chance to know, get to know each other. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and always.
To. I mean,
go ahead. I learned from my grandfather that it's always important in life to try to laugh and have a good time and try to see the best part of life, and that's, you know, enjoying it. So, if you can find someone you can really laugh with, like I do with my wife, it's really important, and it makes things easier in life because there's always going to be stress. But if
always.
You can find a way to make it fun and make it enjoyable, that's the key to life.
I agree. You know, my final thoughts on it is it's rather simple. Recognize what you have. Respect what you have. Question everything. Be open to everything. You can't have a relationship if you're not open to criticism, if you're not open to building, if you're not open to changing, if you're not open to growing. If you're not open, you're wasting time. If you're not asking the questions about, hey, if you feel like something is missing, where is it missing? How can I improve? How can I make things better for us? Sometimes it just doesn't hurt just to make subtle changes in who you are if you feel like something is wrong with you. In a relationship, a serious relationship, you have to be open with each other. You have to have conversations. You have to have dialogue. I mean, I've been with the same person for almost 12 years. So it's a growing, you know, process. You know, we went through a lot of ups and downs. When I say we went down, we went all the way down. Came right back up together. It all comes down to the value in the situation. You know, if that person has your back, that's all that matters. You would never want to cheat on somebody that has your back, because when it's all said and done, you know, that's a bridge that's burnt that you may possibly never get back. You know, you want a person that's going to accept you for all your flaws. So that's pretty much what it is. In a relationship.
The other thing is respect, too. Has to be respect.
Yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand with everything I just said. You know, that's automatic. Mm-hmm. The person has your back. You have their respect, and you have to respect them as well. So, to stop the men from cheating, ladies, do your part. Be who you are. Know your value. Because at the end of the day, when you can truly say that you'll never find somebody better than me, is when you know you exhausted everything as an individual to make sure your relationship is solid, to make sure that there is no one else like you out there. You know what you bring to the table, and that's all that matters. And if a man can't see what you bring to the table, cut him loose. Don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is precious. Time is valuable. And you know where you belong and who you belong to. And it may not be that person that cheated on you. So that's the end of the show, guys. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. Gabe, I want to thank you for joining us on the show. Is there anything that you want to share with everybody before we get out of here?
Just check me out on Instagram. I've got my art page on there. I'm just trying to get more followers and hopefully make some business deals. I'm definitely interested in creating more art for people out there. So if you guys need any artwork or album covers or flyers or business cards or anything, just let me know.
All right. So give them your Instagram handle.
It's Gabriel Humia Designs it's Instagram.com. I use the app, so okay. I'm not sure how that works.
Yep, same way. So, all right. So Spade, sir, do you want to chime in?
Everybody, love, peace, and hair grease.
Yes, sir. So we out of here. Thank you for joining us on Surge Radio. Y'all have a good day. Until next week, we're going to talk about pizza shit bosses. All right, we out of here.
Powerful positions, profits earned with precision with knuckle indentions. Pay attention, classes in session, they say the sky's the limit. But the limit past the sky is truly existing. Show resistance or hesitation, get dealt with, that's a no-brainer decision. I'm the one who decides to cut you in half, divide and division. Divine intervention, can't stop the beast on this mission. Declining the wishes, defying the missions, defining conditions. The finest of wishes, the blindest of vision. One with ambition, tear through competition, I'm vicious. Reputation of wisdom, I'll bless your ears while you're listening. Ingest your fears and bloody your fists, never get it. it twisted, all about the pieces, just so you know I ain't scared to sit in prison. Still alive from trips where I shouldn't have left living. People speak on things they don't know of just to get recognition. The facts that are spoke, I know, is mostly fiction. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they know burger spill. The bourbon spill, you'll burn for real. Not curb appeal, deserve a deal. No cats who kill the mice in fields. Who shot twice with a chest to steal. The chest was shield, thought twice. I keep one concealed, a conscious thrill. My own path I'll fulfill, my own future I will build. Doubt me now, I'm a reasonable doubt. Each word crafted just to build my reign during droughts. Two jobs, one accounts, three cars and one house. Guaranteed you won't take the food from my daughter's mouth. The hustle, that's what it's about. There's no free passes and no handouts. Loud ones, you shout, get knocked out. Tool belts with a hammer like I'm building a house. Gloved up to me is a heavyweight bout. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real. Stripes earn, currency yearn. My turn, throat burn, release heat. My mouth's a lighter, a lover and a fighter. A quick blur, showcase me. A small dot on the Doppler. Building my empire to topple the emperors. Inferior to none, attempting to be the successor. Poems wrote down with blood, so this is my treasure. Treasure some only cause they praying on the predator. An adventurer, conquering my path on this adventure. I give you soul pleasure, I'm applying pressure. No books, cigarettes, my pistol laid upon my dresser. Work this 9 to 5, my hunger is intenser. Parental advisory, sick as plaster. No cussing, you see this art form I have mastered. Tip my hat to any artist chasing their dreams, I hope it's captured. T-soul sticking out from the rest of these actors. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that.